Title: The time is now for employers in Illinois to abide by new laws. Content: The new year brings new laws for Illinois employers. Some laws go into effect this summer, while others are effective as of this month. For employers who have not yet revised handbooks, policies, and agreements, the time is now. Below is a brief summary of the new laws. New laws now in effect: amendments to the Illinois Human Rights Act beginning January 1, 2020, several amendments to the Illinois Human Rights Act took effect. First, the Illinois Human Rights Act previously applied to employers with 15 or more employees. Now the law applies to any employer employing one or more persons. Second, the definition of unlawful discrimination is expanded to include discrimination against a person because of his or her actual or perceived protected class characteristic. Similarly, the definition of harassment is expanded to include unwelcome conduct on the basis of a person's actual or perceived protected class characteristic that has the purpose or effect of substantially interfering with the individual's work performance or creating an intimidating, hostile, or offensive working environment. Third, the prohibition on harassment is now expanded to include persons other than employees. The law now prohibits harassment against independent contractors, consultants, and anyone else performing services for the employer pursuant to a contract. Fourth, every employer with employees in Illinois is required to provide sexual harassment prevention training on an annual basis to all employees. Additionally, beginning July 1, 2020, employers will be required to disclose annually, by July 1 of each year, any adverse judgment or administrative ruling relating to unlawful harassment or discrimination against the employer in the preceding year, and an employer may be required to disclose information on settlements of any sexual harassment or unlawful discrimination claims if required to do so by the Department of Human Rights. Employers should update their employee handbooks and policies to comply with the amendments, prepare to provide sexual harassment training on an annual basis, and discuss these legal changes with human resources personnel, supervisors, and managers. Cannabis Regulation and Tax Act effective January 1, 2020, recreational use of marijuana became legal in Illinois. Employers may maintain zero-tolerance drug-free workplace policies that prohibit the use or possession of marijuana at the workplace. Workplace drug policies and testing procedures must be reasonable and non-discriminatory, both in form and in practice. The law also provides that an employer may subject employees to drug testing based on reasonable suspicion if the employer possesses a good-faith belief that an employee manifests specific, articulable symptoms while working that decrease or lessen the employee's job performance on customary duties. Such symptoms include the employee's speech, physical dexterity, agility, coordination, demeanor, irrational or unusual behavior, or negligence or carelessness in operating equipment or machinery, disregard for the safety of the employee or others, or involvement in any accident that results in serious damage to equipment or property, disruption of a production or manufacturing process, or carelessness that results in any injury to the employee or others. Random testing is also permitted under the law, as long as it is conducted in a reasonable and non-discriminatory manner. Importantly, if an employer elects to discipline any employee on the basis that the employee is under the influence or impaired by cannabis, the employer must afford the employee a reasonable opportunity to contest the basis of the determination. Employers should review their policies and testing procedures to ensure testing criteria is applied consistently and in a non-discriminatory manner, and that all testing is well documented throughout the process. It is also important to remember the law does not change or impact the Illinois Compassionate Use of Medical Cannabis Pilot Program Act, the Compassionate Use Act, which permits and regulates the use of medical marijuana. While the Compassionate Use Act does not require employers to accommodate on-the-job use of medical marijuana, it does prohibit employers from penalizing a person solely for his or her status as a registered qualifying patient for medical marijuana in Illinois. Employee.